This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Geeks Out. Miranda Sparks here with Clayton Wimshurst and Tamsin, and we've got a brand new segment for folks. Clayton has pulled this together for us this afternoon, so may we introduce
and now, live from the Joy 94.9 studios, everybody's favorite game show, My Special Subject.
I gotta say, I like this show already better than Pop Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, for those of you who are not familiar, we've been joking a couple of weeks about my own special interest, my autistic fixation, literal autistic fixation. I'm not saying that jokingly.
Your DC savantism.
I'm a DC Comics savant of sorts. Like, I've been absorbing it all my life. I have this incredible knowledge, and now we're going to be putting that to the test. Thanks to Tamsin.
I've been super impressed, and I just really wanted to give this a go and see how it works.
I mean, like, you just want to trip her up, right?
Never. Look, so I've been really gentle, and also my knowledge of DC isn't big, so I've done a lot of research.
I'm actually really nervous right now because there actually are a lot of gaps.
I've made sure. I haven't gone as deep as I could have gone. I didn't go down Reddit rabbit holes or anything like that. You're safe.
We're not going hard quiz on this.
I've just Wikipedia'd and Googled. I've stayed at the top layers.
All right.
I haven't gone dark.
Well, let's see how we do.
Before we start, I believe you did some cheating, though.
Okay, I was on Twitter recently, and there was just one of the random DC Comics things that they had, like, you know, a multiple choice, you know, thing, and I decided to take that, and I'm like, oh, good, I got 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And then there was another quiz. I love this one. It was, they presented names of, they were like, here's a name. Is it a planet in the DC Comics universe, or is it a form of medication? And it turns out there was a planet Xanax at one point in DC Comics. So, just my luck. I didn't actually know half of them because they were like one-off planets in the, you know, 1950s, 1960s Silver Age
era. Right, okay.
Where, you know, you suddenly had cloud men from planet Gripnak or something.
Medication.
Yep. All right.
So I'd stay clear of them as well because some of them were really easy, and also they didn't give any reference to why the answer was the answer, and I really wanted to make sure that everyone engaging in this competition realizes where I came from. So
without further ado,
all right, I'll give a bit of background, because DC Comics brought to life numerous cultural icons and heroic characters, most noticeably Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, among others. Now, to quiz geeks out, own DC comic icon Miranda Sparks, I'm going to stick to the comic realm questions, and I did a bit of research because my limited knowledge, and it turns out I'm actually biased to female characters, so I'm going to give that up.
Who would have thought?
At front.
That's okay, I'm biased too, so.
Cool. So, to start with a simple gaze into the DC universe and asking Miranda, who came first, DC or Marvel?
DC came first.
They did indeed. DC came first in the early 1940s as, what were they called, Miranda?
DC was originally called, what was it called? I know their first book was Action Comics, but what was the actual name of the publisher?
What does DC stand for?
DC stands for Detective Comics.
Okay, that's all right.
I know that's who they became eventually, but they went under a different name. I know Marvel used to be Timely Comics, but I forget DC's original.
National Publications.
There we go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. And then, Action Comics came in, and they reinvented superheroes with Showcase number 4 in 1956.
Yes.
Where they introduced a new version of the 1940s character, The Flash, to kickstart the Silver Age of comics.
In fact, I believe that debut of The Flash happened in, I think it was Jack Kirby's, what was it called? Challengers of the Unknown, I think was his debut.
That sounds right. Don't have that down here. But yeah, Marvels didn't really come about till 1961. So.
Miranda has already outgeeked the quiz.
I'm just trying to demonstrate. I actually know what I'm talking about, even if I get the answers wrong.
And this is it. We want you to warm up. So, first appearing, another warm-up question, I'll give you a couple. First appearing in the special insert in DC Comics Presents number 26 in October 1980, what is Cyborg's real name?
Victor Stone.
Perfect. Beautiful. So you warmed up. You're feeling a bit comfy in your seat there. So.
Yeah, he became a member of the Teen Titans, where he was most famous for a while, and now he's currently a founding member of the Justice League.
That is right.
Which, he was elevated from there.
Mm. So delve a bit further into the DC Comics, and I've gone a bit. So what's A Court of Owls and when?
A Court of Owls, that's a relatively new one in the Batman universe, and they are a secret society, a secret crime society, who have basically been in the Gotham underground for going on hundreds of years, and they have agents called Talons.
Brilliant. Yep. So it first appeared 2011 in Batman number 2 comic.
Yes. Oh, you didn't ask me when the appearance was.
Oh, but that's okay. No, I'm just giving a bit more background for our avid listeners out of there. And they've expanded into...
The Court of Owls?
Yep.
Oh, they've been in so many things.
Oh, a Parliament of Owls.
Ah.
So in part of the 2015-2016 Robin War storyline, the Court of Owls expanded internationally and is referred to as a Parliament of Owls.
There we go. I did not know that one, actually. See, I'm actually not that much of a Batman fan, so there's the gaps in my knowledge.
That goes that point. So one more. What character first appears in the 1989 Suicide Squad number 23, but original person of this character is from a family in 1975?
This would be Barbara Gordon Oracle.
That is true. And who else should Barbara Gordon play?
She was originally introduced as Commissioner Jim Gordon's daughter, Barbara, who became the superheroine Batgirl.
Mm. And then in 1988... following the editorial retirement of character's Batman persona in Batgirl Special Number 1, in the graphic novel Batman The Killing Joke depicts the Joker shooting her in the spinal cord in her civilian identity, resulting in paraplegia.
Yeah, she was paralyzed by the Joker, and... It's a very controversial book. It was adapted into an animated film, which is currently available on Netflix. But it's some people credit that story with the creation of Oracle, but no, she didn't appear as Oracle until she appeared in the Suicide Squad.
Yep, true. And the subsequent stories as a computer expert and information broker. So and then she reappeared in 1989. Nice one. Okay, so we've got a few more quick quizzes at the end. Two more and. I thought these were a bit more advanced, but now I'm thinking you just know way too much and I haven't gone.
Oh, let's do it. Bring it on.
Now, this one I think was gentle, but we'll give it a go. Why is October the 21st important?
I have no idea.
What year did it start and what year was it missed?
October 21st?
Yes.
I don't know this one.
Oh, fuck you. Sorry.
Excuse me. Whoa!
Anyway, come on.
I don't know this one.
Miranda Spark. The character is well known for a figure in pop culture that has been adapted to various meters. October the 21st is Wonder Woman Day, commemorating the release of her first appearance in All-Star Comics number 8 in 1941. Was the one I wanted to throw it in because I actually thought I was being nice.
Wow.
I feel resurrected.
Vindication!
So, with the exception of 2017, which they held the Wonder Woman Day on June 3rd because it was a release of the film by the same name, every year since 1941, Wonder Woman Day is October 21st.
I just want to
put it in your diary, girl.
Diana, I am so, so sorry. I really am bad with birthdays events. I didn't even realize what yesterday was until I walked up to the shop.
It's a good day to miss.
Yeah, it's a good day to miss. Yeah.
But Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman Day.
Wonder Woman Day.
I'm a bad fan.
Bad fan. All right, all right. I thought I was being nice there. Okay. So, now we know when Wonder Woman Day is.
Mm-hmm.
Who appears first in the Batman Adventures number 12, and what is the original character's middle name?
Batman Adventures 12. Batman knowledge is so missing.
It's called Batgirl Day 1.
Oh, so it's going to be Batgirl, and her real name is Barbara Gordon.
No.
What? What?
It's not the first appearance of Batgirl.
No, you've got me.
Harley Quinn. So what is Harley Quinn's original name, and what's her middle name?
Harleen Quinzel. I don't know her middle name.
Frances.
Why should that doesn't that, that shouldn't surprise me, but it does.
So Dr. Harleen Frances Quinzel. Okay, what's her doctorate in?
Psychology.
Well done. Cool. All right.
And she actually is like a proper she's a psychiatrist, but she has a doctorate in psychology. She actually can practice medicine. So she's not a total ditz. She actually knows medicine.
That is true, that is true. And now we've got a little bit more time. Clayton nicely sort of put a couple more. And since my two hard ones did stump you, and I'm kind of happy with that. And
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Especially when you said you're not a Batman fan. I'm like, yeah, but you're a Harley Quinn fan, aren't you? Come on.
I mean, she is pretty awesome.
But that's I mean, look, it's a broad. I'm impressed with her first. And I did ease you into it. I think you did well. Only right. The last two that I purposely
Let's go the lightning round.
All right. Clayton's happy for me to go? He's given me the all okay? Okay. Which two characters were the original Birds of Prey?
That would be Oracle and Black Canary.
Brilliant. And their real names?
Barbara Gordon and Dinah Lance.
Beautiful. And in 2013, who did Kate Kane ask her to marry?
I believe at the time she asked Maggie Sawyer.
Beautiful. To marry her. And who was the obviously queer superhero character in the DC universe?
I mean, apart from Kate Kane?
The first, obviously gay.
I mean, apart from Robin?
Well, subtext. We're talking text here.
The Joker, I would say.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Did not know that at all, so there we go.
Gil Kane's Joker was very much queer-coded.
Okay.
For a good long period.
That is not what the internet gave us.
Oh, well, what did the internet say?
So, it said, the first obviously gay character featured by DC was Extraño, an effeminate Peruvian man whose name means strange in Spanish, created by Steve Englehart and Joe Staton, and appeared in Millennium and New Guardians in 1987.
Oh my gosh, that is so embarrassing.
Did you know that?
Wait, was he out?
It says obviously gay, so I don't know exactly what that means.
Because I know, I think the first character that was overtly out and actually said that he was gay was former Flash villain the Pied Piper.
Okay.
In the mid-80s, he was out and proud.
So this was superhero, not villain, so that's probably the difference.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because at that time, coding a villain as gay. Well, cool.
Pied Piper was a former villain
at this point,
so he was actually a Flash ally.
The question that we missed that I also wanted to ask, which I think you'll know, is what device did the makers of Wonder Woman also create?
Oh, the lie detector test.
Very good.
The polygraph.
Mm-hmm.
William Morton Marston. He's gone by a few different names. Charles Morton is, I think, what he went by when he created Wonder Woman initially.
Just like his character.
Yeah.
Suprema.
Well done, Miranda, for being our first. My special.
That's okay. And congratulations on finding some knowledge that stumped me.
Yay.
Folks, you are listening to Geeks Out. We're going to be right back. But first, coming out proud, being accepted, and celebrating who we are, tune into the Loud and Proud Project podcast presented by NAB and produced in partnership with Joy 94.9 to hear conversations with LGBTI+ people in our workplaces around Australia. At NAB and around the world, people have lived these stories and taken bold steps forwards. For those who transitioned at work, to others coming out and finding their voice, by sharing their journeys, we want to celebrate how far the community has come and keep the conversation going. Search Loud and Proud Project on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and please rate and review 5 stars. Joy sponsor.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.